Pasuk says a Jewish servant can say, I want to stay on. My time is up. I want to stay on. Torah says, so he gets his ear pierced. Rashi quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that ear heard at Sinai, don't steal. And this guy went and stole. Hashem says that ear should get pierced. So the obvious question is, so then why don't you always pierce the ear of a thief? If the idea is we're piercing his ear because he stole, so then why are you only piercing his ear after his sale is up? And he wants to stay on as a servant. And you should just pierce the ear of anyone that steals. And aside from that, you have another 9 commandments they heard at Sinai. Anytime a person transgresses one of the 10 commandments, you should pierce their ear. Same logic. If that's the logic, so then why is it unique to here? Let's see. It's not really, but yeah. So Rav Chalap says, Hashem gave us commandments. It's understood that we have a weakness. We're human beings. And sometimes we err. We'd rather not. But sometimes a person falls prey to his weaknesses. And Hashem says, okay, you fell, get back up. But you have a responsibility to get back up. You have a responsibility to fight to ensure you don't keep going down. A person has a perspective. There's a person that says, what I'm doing is wrong, and I'm going to work to get better. There's a person that says, I'm doing something wrong, but I like it. That's not right. So when a person says, I'm doing something wrong, but I like it, what he's saying is, he's severing his ties with holiness. Person has to remain at a state where he says, I heard this from Sinai, and I'm embarrassed I'm not living up to it. You have those people who don't keep Shabbos, but when the rabbi comes down the street, they hide their cigarette. So that's great. At least they're hiding their cigarette. They're still embarrassed. A fool goes, the rabbi saw you. What do you want? You want him to walk around with the cigarette in his hand when the rabbi walks by? It's good that he hides it. It's good.
On the other side, Gezel is worse than Gezelah, and he's afraid from man and not afraid from God.
I think that's not a good analogy. Let's hear Rav Chalap out and then see if we have questions.
He's afraid of both. Anyway, Riskin said that the difference between parking, you know, away from the synagogue a block away and driving right up is night and day. It's like what the rabbi just said. At least you, yeah. Something tells you maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
So, when does a person get his ear pierced? When he says, Ahavti et Adoni, I love having a master. I love being in this state of slavery. I don't want to go back free. What's he saying? He's saying I took the wrong path, but I'm enjoying it. God gave us life to live freely. And he says, yeah, I know, I stole, so I ended up in this state of slavery, but it's the good life. Someone else is taking care of my needs. So, what's going on here? You're supposed to say, I love serving Hashem. I love having responsibility. I love living life. No, it's okay. I won't live life. Pierce his ear. Because then he's reached down a level he should have never reached. It's one thing to say, I'm not where I should be. It's another thing to say, I want to stay here. The person has to say, I don't want to stay here. That's a phenomenal message. My father used to tell us, I'm your minimum, I'm not your maximum. You don't have to reach my level, you have to be much better than me. Don't tell yourself, if I'm where my dad is, I'm okay. That's not true. You have to do better than me. It's a very important message. You have to strive. It's not enough to say, I'm okay where I am. Well, if I'm in a good place, fine. But most of the time, we have to strive. And at least when we see we're doing something wrong, to say, I want to be different. It's a big deal to say, I want to be different. Sometimes we have a Yetzer Hara that tells us, yeah, you said that last year. Yeah, you said that the year before. No, okay, you don't really mean it. That's the Yetzer Hara. I always say, A person can't give up on themselves. Other people might give up on us, but you can't give up on yourself. Then you can keep going up. This guy has given up on himself. So I like this. That's that. Then he gets his ear pierced.